Chapter 89 Doomstone. Gerund practically threw himself from the horse. The animated corpses of Chronodrone had taken notice of his race for the door, and a pocket of corpses had broken away from the main body and charged forward using weapons confiscated from their victims to cut through the resistance. Gerund glanced over his shoulder. They are so fast. There was no time to lose. The guards at the door cracked it for him. You can bar it from the inside, one of them told him. Gerund slipped in, noticing a beam lying on the floor that had been brought up for that purpose. A contingent of guards waited at the ready in the antechamber. Bar this door and any side doors. It is upon us! Gerund sprinted down the well-known halls, pausing just for a moment to take a swig of Maewyn's numbing draught. Guards lined the entire path to the antechamber of the Shalanes, and Mirel and Volney waited at the entrance to the maze that led to the Shalane's old chambers. Mirel wore the veil and dress to complete the disguise, but there was no more need.
We've got to try to get out of the city, Gerund said. The castle is nearly lost, and there is nothing we have that can stop what's out there. Quick, Mirel, get something on that you can run and fight in. I need to rest for a moment.
Mirel nodded.
Don't forget the pool, Duke Kildan, she said before leaving.
He had forgotten. The clear water had been enchanted to heal wounds. Eagerly he thrust in his hand and drank, the water restoring movement and strength to his arm.
What's happening out there? Volney asked, face worried. Is the castle really lost? I'm afraid so, my friend, Gerund confirmed. You remember those beetles and snakes?
Yes. Are they back?
The snakes and birds we have killed. But what came tonight was the most awful thing I have ever seen.
Gerund tried to explain Chronodrone, but he doubted he conveyed the full horror to Volney, who opined that he thought the snakes the worst. Mirel emerged wearing a black, divided riding dress, hair pulled behind her. She had removed the veil.
What is your plan, Gerund?
The courtyard is filled. We need to leave through the kitchens and see if we can get horses. Horses or not, we leave through the postern gate and work our way through the city. We ride for Tolnor.
They turned to go, but a sudden feeling of rightness flooded over them like a fresh wind pushing away the heavy haze they had become accustomed to. The clarity and rightness of feeling stopped them where they stood, inviting a moment to pause and savour what had been lost when Elder Lurimora was destroyed.
They've done it, Mirel smiled. It is incredible, Volney exclaimed.
Yes, Gerund said, but this isn't over yet. With Elder Lurimora restored, Mikkik will be after the Shalane twice as hard, so he can bleed her again and destroy it. We still need to get far from him and his horde. Let's go quickly.
They had resumed their march toward the upper levels when Mirel suddenly stopped, Volney nearly crashing into her.
What's wrong? Gerund asked, seeing wonder dawn on her face.
We're not supposed to go that way, she said.
Why do you think that? Gerund asked.
We're supposed to go to the tower. I can't explain it. He'll be there.
Who?
Jen.
Altering course, they took the ramp up and then proceeded through the hallways and locked doors that led to the tower complex. Upward they climbed, around and around, until they reached the door that led to the quarters of the decoy Shalane. Volney inserted a key and they entered, finding the room dark. Shattered shutters were strewn about the floor, evidence of Sethradrone's attack.
No one's here, Mirel, Gerund said, squinting in the darkness. We can't stay here. We'll be trapped with no way to...
A portal bloomed to life in the middle of the room.
Whoa, Volney said. Was there a portal here?
No, Mirel answered. There were no portals in the entire complex, save the walls in the Shalane's quarters.
Gerund drew his sword.
We don't know what's on the other side.
Volney stepped in front of Mirel and drew his blade as well, but a single figure passed through the blazing field of blue and it winked out. Mirel darted around Volney and embraced Jen.
You did it!
Elder Lurimora is restored, Jen said. What of Mikmir? The situation is dire, Gerund reported. Chronodrone is destroying us, and the Uyumaka at the gates. We were about to flee with Mirel.
Has Mikik appeared?
No.
Jen turned and jogged to the door that opened out onto the balcony. His companions joined him. Together they stared down at the battle below, all save Volney, who kept his back to the tower and muttered that the height was worse in the dark. Below in the courtyard, a group of Uyumak had formed a solid wedge, Cronodrone at the head, and they were driving through what was left of every soldier that could still fight.
"Gerund," Jen said, "get back with the men. Tell them that Aldredan McMeer is coming. Sound the trumpets. Go now. Volney, stay here, but I need a private word with Mirel, please."
Gerund turned and ran back down the stairs, heart pounding in his chest. Knowing that Aldredan McMeer was near would inspire the men, but would inspiration be enough? Jen was shrewd and a powerful fighter, but nothing they had done seemed able to stop McKick's forces. The addition of one man, even if a king, didn't seem enough. He charged back to the antechamber of the Great Hall, startling the guards by commanding them to unbar the doors for him.
"Bar them again when I am through. Take courage! The king has come!"
The heavy doors opened and Gerund passed through, finding himself at the rear of the throng of soldiers waiting their turn to die, as Cronodrone and the Uyumark wedge sliced through them like an axe passing through rotten wood.
"The king is coming!"
Gerund yelled, trying to find where any of the generals or dukes were. Their strategy was clear. Clump everyone at the doors for a last stand. Spears and arrows sped into the Uyumark wedge and the frightening creature before them. Axes and swords chopped and hewed with ferocity born of terror, the corpses of Cronodrone leering and howling in mockery at the futility of the resistance. Gerund tried working his way to the front, yelling at the top of his lungs that Aldredan McMeer had returned, but no one listened, or those that heard didn't care. He turned back to the doors, hoping Jen would make his appearance and rally the defenders, but a collective gasp from the soldiers turned him around and pulled his gaze upward. As Mikik had done on the night of the failed wedding, Jen descended from the sky. But rather than white, holy light, he came in a fiery burning, the glow of the flames casting a wide halo about him in the haze. A low rumble reverberated through the air, and the ground quivered beneath their feet as he descended like a meteor from the sky. Jen hit the ground hard, and the resulting quake knocked half of the fighters, foe and friend, to the ground. No sooner had he landed than he incanted, and a great wave of fire burst away from him, as if driven by an angry gale, setting aflame the entire center column of the Uyumark horde. Silently, the creatures burned, their mute mouths affixed in expressions of agony as they flailed and staggered and died. The flames licked the legs of the massive Cronodrone, who turned from his deadly work at the flank of the column and pounded forward toward the new foe, the heads of the many bodies craning around to regard the King of McMeer with malice. Closer it came, and Jen waited a moment more and then incanted again. A torrential swirl of wind and fire descended from the sky and ripped into Cronodrone. The mighty whirlwind tore the conglomerated bodies apart, flaming corpses ejected into the air and flung in every direction, to slam into walls and to drop into the midst of the Uyumark and men. But when the flames and wind lifted, Gerund's eyes widened in disbelief. At the center of Cronodrone was Mikik, his majesty gone and his face twisted in the weary pain brought on by the restoration of Elder Luri Mora. Burns covered his body, but as Jen strode toward him, they healed. Mikik turned to run into the midst of the rack in the courtyard. With a complex series of words, Jen gestured and duomatic called thin columns of pale stone from the ground, surrounding Mikik in a prison from which he had no power to escape. The dark god yelled in rage and humiliation, cutting his hands on the sharp, glassy rock as he pushed and pulled against his prison bars. What was left of the enemy milled about in shock and disarray. Jen turned toward the soldiers of Rugarth and Tolnor and pulled his sword.
"Drive them out of this courtyard! Drive them out of the gates! Drive them out of the city! Drive them back to the abyss!"
The men raised their swords in a shout and charged, Jen at the forefront of the wave of reinvigorated soldiers. Everywhere Jen went there were bursts of fire, flashes of lightning and blasts of wind that sent the enemy to the ground or running for the gates. Gerund took charge of the Tolnorians, a thrill building in his breast as he joined the unstoppable drive toward the gates, a day of defeat and retreat turning to the sweetest victory that he had ever known.
"Shut the gates," Jen commanded hours later as the first signs of dawn broke into the sky. "Get the generals and the dukes here immediately. We need to rest and get organized. We will rest for a time and then drive them out of the city. If they leave, we will follow them out and slaughter them to the last creature."
In moments, the portcullis and the gates whined shut, and Jen turned to survey the courtyard littered with bodies. The stench and smoke of burning hung over everything while the soldiers finished their work, killing anything that still twitched or moved. Mikkik waited in his prison, having sunk to the earth in despair. Maywin ran up from the direction of the great hall. To Jen, she said in Elvish, "It is good to see you." Jen turned, finding the half-elf a bloody mass of cuts and bruises, an Uyumark arrow broken off in her shoulder. Using the Doom Stone, he healed her, her face registering relief. "How is it done?" she asked. Jen opened his hand to reveal the stone, which had shrunk to the size of an egg. "It is a fragment from Doom that fell. There will be others. No doubt many have been collected without their owners knowing what they are capable of." "It is a secret best kept between us for now," Maywin said. "If Mikkik found out, I know. And what of the Shalane? Is she safe?" The battle had helped him put aside the hurt, a sadness compounded by the necessity of telling Mirel. The First Mother's sobs of agony and anguished cries broke his heart. He glanced up at the tower where she no doubt still wept, curled up against the balustrade, head in her hands while tears streamed down her cheeks. He couldn't leave her alone. He would put his army in order and then go mourn with her. Maywin noticed the sadness in his face and closed her eyes. "I am sorry, Jen. You turned a timid girl into a courageous young woman. I am and will always be proud of you both." "There is more to her death than you know," he said. "It was an ending, but a beginning as well. I will tell you more by and by. I have a war that needs a king for a short while more. But do you remember your offer to me, to show me the wild places and wonders of Keyhole? I will need it. I will need it to forget for a time." She put her hand on his shoulder. "My offer still stands. You only need ask. But you are right. Let us finish this, then we will rest. I'll get atop the walls and see what the Uyumark are up to." General Harband, beaten and bloody, arrived and leaned on his heavy war club.
"We could have used you sooner, my lord," he said with a slight tone of accusation. "We lost a lot of men tonight."
"We lost more than that, General," Jen returned with emotion. "I have restored Elder Lurimora, but at a great cost. Where are the other dukes and generals?"
"I believe I'm the only one who can stand. Two were killed and the rest are gravely wounded.
Take me to them and I will heal them. I have a story they must hear so they can know that this sacrifice was not a vain one."
"Lord Mikmir!"
Maywin shouted from the battlements.
"What is it?"
"They've come."
"Who?"
"The Ogmerians!"
General Harband rolled his eyes up into his head and he straightened, hefting his club.
"No, no they don't. They'll fight off what's left and then take credit for saving the city. Heal me, Lord Mikmir, and let me gather what men are—"
"General Harband!"
Jen barked, loud enough to break the man from his frenzy.
"General,
let the Ogmerians have their turn to bleed."
The meeting with the army's leadership was short, and Jen was gratified to see that General Tarun was not among those who had died, even though he had led the charge against Chronodrone to buy Gerund time to get Mirel to safety. When Jen revealed that the person they thought was Lady Alumira was instead her mother, the dukes and generals were shocked and angry that Mirel and the city had been used as bait. But when Jen related the events of Elder Lurimora, they nodded soberly and seemed to accept the necessity of the ruse.
"You have all won the freedom of this world," Jen said, "and much honour and glory besides. It has been an honour to serve and fight with you. I will see the Uyumark dead, but I must leave you again soon. There is a task that I must complete before I can rest again, and before the world can be at peace."
"What about Mikkik?"
Gerund asked.
"You just can't leave him imprisoned in the middle of the courtyard."
"I have to for now.
When I return, I will bring a weapon that will end him forever. Look for me before the summer ends. Do not let anyone approach him or give him anything, but let the people see him and know that he is at last beaten."
Emotionally spent, Jen left the pavilion, not wanting to field questions or make decisions. He walked into the courtyard as the light of dawn tried to scratch through the haze to lighten the sky. Mikkik glared at him from his cage, and Jen approached, pushing through a circle of gawking soldiers edging in for a look at the dark god of legend. While extraordinary to them, Mikkik no longer held any fascination for Jen. Jen regarded him coldly and spoke to him in the ancient tongue.
"I will come to release you from your suffering soon. You will suffer the same fate you designed for Eldaloth. I do not know if this brings you comfort, but to the world it will bring release."
"You will have to bleed many to have enough power to end me," Mikkik sneered.
I have servants still. One will free me, and I will begin again and bleed thousands of the weak-blooded until my purpose is done.
The blood of the Milimeri runs in my veins, Jen returned. I will bleed 49 times with a smile on my face, and my servant will come for you and rid the world of your treachery.
Who are you?
Mikik asked.
Where do you get your power from when there are no moons in the sky?
Jen stepped closer and whispered. You mean you do not recognize your creation? Mikik's eyes went wide.
No! I stripped you of your power, and the Uyumak destroyed you. Only Milimeri could have restored you with blood magic, and they would never use it. Who are you?
I am Alderdon Mikmir, Jen said loudly for the soldier's sake before turning away, and I have defeated you.
Where does your power come from? Mikik raged.
The soldiers parted and bowed as Jen passed through, searching the courtyard until he found Maewyn standing on the wall watching the sun rise over the wounded city. Jen leaned on the battlements next to her, wondering what her eyes could see that his could not. The dawn cast an angry red glow where it prepared to rise into the haze of dust and smoke.
Can you see to the plain? Jen asked.
The Ogmerians are bleeding now, I believe, she answered, at least from the sound of it.
They watched in silence for several moments before Jen turned toward her.
I want to thank you for everything you have done, he said. You have proved yourself invaluable, risked your life, done your duty, and helped me so many times I could never say thank you enough. For one such as you, I'm not sure what I could do to reward you or make plain my gratitude.
Killing Uyumak is pleasure enough for me. What do you intend to do?
I need to enlist your aid one last time, if you are willing.
Are you ready to see the secret places of the world?
Not just yet. My blood must be used to end Mikik for good, and I'll need Aethon's help to do it. I must return to Elder Lurimora to find him. When that is done and Mikik is finished, then we will walk the world until my heart is at peace. I must mourn with Mirel and bid her farewell, but after that I have a task to put you to while I see to the creation of the weapon.
I am ready,